Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio, the only podcast for dead wrestlers. That's the theme of the show this week, because we're dealing with death all around. Parker's gone. He's dead. He's gone. I'm Jason Frisbee. I'm the contingency plan host. I was a co-host, and now I've graduated to that of a host. But I don't know. It's difficult. But I'm getting a lot of help from good folks like Josh from Mentertainment Tonight.
Hello.
And Seth Coos from, sorry.
Stop stepping on my shit, dude. Trash video.
I keep wanting to call it Sleazoid City, but Sleazoid City is where it's located.
Well, it's.
It's a subsidiary, but Trash Video Podcast.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. And... yeah, in the meantime, I'm learning the ropes. The contingency plan, as I'm sure all of us know, was that should Parker die, I would take over as host. And to me...
how's that working out?
It's awkward. I feel like it means that I need to take over everything that Parker does. And in that way, I'm trying to assimilate his lifestyle. So that's been more difficult, I think.
Can I get some details? What are you doing?
I'm trying to be a hermit. I'm isolating myself, and that's not going so well.
Are you growing a beard?
Yes, I am. I have a beard.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That's a start.
I imagine
soon you'll be inducted into the Wyatt family.
That was his dream. While alive, Parker wanted to be one of the Wyatt clan. I do not have a lamb's mask. I have a creepy clear plastic mask. It's not like the kind from You're Next, but it's close, I guess. Was that a sigh of relief or a sigh of pain?
Well, no, I'm glad you mentioned that movie, because that movie is fucking awesome.
Yeah?
It's a shame that you don't have the mask, though. So
A shame that Parker really hated that movie when he was alive, too. Because I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
Because it was like somebody took a really, really shitty idea for, like, kind of movie, and then they put one really smart character in it to fuck up all the works, and I love that.
Oh, who's the smart character fucked it up then? I thought that was...
well, she fucked up all the works for the bad guys, and that
the
was
bad
awesome.
Guys' plans, yeah.
Where every other movie, it would just be, you know, the dumb character falling over and shrieking real loud and stubbing her toe on stuff and none of that bullshit in this. And that's why that movie rules to me.
It starts out shitty, but then gets really good. Like, there's kind of a twist, but I like
that. That movie's a lot of fun. Oh, and for anybody listening, if I sound like a weirdo, I have gone through pretty much every stage of illness over the last 48 hours or so. So now my head's just stuffed up, and I sound like a bit of a mutant, but I'm not living in a fever world anymore.
Well, mutants are more than welcome. have you two met before, Josh and Seth?
Nope.
I know I've seen him around the airwaves. I think he's the only guy that may have listened to more podcasts than myself. But yeah, somehow our paths haven't directly crossed.
Yeah, I was going to say, Josh, we know you from... being a previous guest of the show, and excuse me, also from the world of Twitter, and also from invading our show once before.
That's true. I was the new producer.
Yeah, yeah.
And as a real producer, I'm just kind of sitting in the back letting it take care of itself.
And Seth, I feel like I've known you for quite some time, not only from just like comments about the show, but also from Facebook and stuff. This is Outside of Ilkhan Knights, yeah, this is one of the first time. This is the second time that we've interacted over Skype and whatnot.
Indeed, indeed. I don't know. I think I've been with Pool Party since the beginning, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so. long time Diet fan, and also Ilkhan fan. Now a host of your own podcast too, obviously, as mentioned before. And you're on your second episode now, right?
Yeah, going on 3. Recorded it this week, and it should be up in probably another week. It's a bi-weekly podcast, mainly about horror movies now, but we're going to kind of pan out into other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of confusing. This has been a concept that Roxy and I have been working on, and Roxy was, you know, on APC, I don't know, a year ago or so, and she was taking a break and kind of is coming back right now.
Yeah.
So her and I have been thinking about this idea for maybe a year, year and a half, and that it just recently, Sleazoid City was a Tumblr page, and then we decided to make a podcast, and that would be Trash Video. Sleazoid City, and kind of being just this huge kind of city with everything in it, Trash Video just so happens to be the video store inside that city. So that's the podcast. When we kind of find our voices and what's going on and, you know, our formats, we're going to, you know, shit, you know, we could go to a restaurant, talk about recipes. We could go to a fucking library and talk about books, like anything that, you know, we don't want to corner ourselves just into the movie market with our show. You know what I mean? So we kind of thought this concept podcast would be a good direction to go. So
far it's great and clever, and I love it. Cool. And everybody else, thanks, should, man, check it out too.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's extremely lively show. And Josh, can you tell us a bit about Mentertainment Tonight?
Sometimes it happens. Most of the time it doesn't.
Yeah, when Parker was alive, that was his biggest beef in the world. He loved other podcasts, and he would encourage them to go weekly. Because when we started Pool Party Radio, we were like, oh, we'll do this or that. And then we quickly learned that we needed to go weekly for what started off as like just a couple of fans and then has grown since then. So yeah, it's a sometimes podcast.
Yeah, sometimes it is. Lately it hasn't been. I think everything is finally slowing down. It just seems like every time we're about to finally do something, it falls completely apart. The whole last 6 months have been like that, where just nothing has worked out the right way. But hopefully after my illness completely subsides over the next week or so, we should be able to get back rolling on some kind of regular schedule. We've got a lot of, like, you know, ideas of what we want to cover planned out and all that. It just hasn't really come to fruition yet because life is stupid sometimes.
Life is real fucking dumb sometimes. And outside of that, though, what I have to do is find a new co-host for the professional Pool Party Radio. So, surprise! That's why you're both on here. Part of the contingency plan is that we were going to have a new co-host if I'm taking over hosting duties. And while I'm trying to assimilate as Parker, one of you hopefully will be the new co-host. And the way I'm doing that, as discussed, is by the Bachelor TV show rules, which I'm not all that familiar with, except that they give out roses each time that they do something great. And because this is an audio podcast and I can't see either of you right now, you won't be able to hear it, but I'm going to play Seal's Kiss from a Rose every time you do something that I think is great.
Oh, God, yes. And
it's a wonderful song.
I'm going to tally it up at the end and figure it out from there. So, yeah, that's how it's going to work. Let the games begin. You probably won't know if you're doing anything right or wrong, but I'm going to play the song anyway, and and it'll be great.
Wait, so if this is like The Bachelor, does that mean you're going to put your fingers in our butts?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Those are the two things I know about The Bachelor, is roses and fingers and butts.
I was going to say, I already have some roses and some wine here. Just I'm the winner right now.
Just already? Give it to me. just by, yeah, well, you're pointing.
Fuck her up.
All right. Well, you should pucker up, I guess.
Oh.
You're now tuned into the Pod Awful Channel. Pod Awful.
Bi-quarterly women's social club.
Dazed and Convicted.
Pool Party Radio.
Show Kane.
The Devil's Advocate.
The Projection Booth.
Awful Flicks.
Pod Awful.
Net.
At last I have control of your TV set. Are you receiving me?
By next show, which I should mention, is changing from Friday release to Monday release. So Pool Party Radio will no longer be released on Fridays. Part of this Parker's Dead regime is that they will be now on Mondays. So find out who wins on Monday. Yes, after this weekend, if you're listening on Friday. Or, you know, this coming Monday.
The next Monday, episode. Monday, Monday.
No more
just,
Friday
just
release.
Keep the podcast in your feed, and it'll show up when it's ready.
Exactly.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, or Stitcher.
Rate,
or
review, comment.
Or use your Google Glass to transport you to the podcast, and yeah, you've got it.
You can log on, jack into the site, the techno-kinetic world.
Yeah, we've all seen Lawnmower Cyberspace. Man. We know how this works.
The hackers. Documentary, The Lawnmower Man.
we've all seen hackers. We know how to hack the planet. So, yeah, Mondays, come on. It's not that hard.
This is, finally, this... Garfield will have a reason to not hate Mondays any longer.
Thank you. Yeah. I've... aside from picking a new co-host, I've been trying to do my part in being more like Parker. And the hermetism is one thing. And I'm trying to find some of Parker's obsessions to be my obsessions. That's not working out too well either.
You don't like Buffy?
I do like Buffy.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm not... Like, his big thing was Julian Sands. When he was on Junk Food Dinner... And I'm not sure how he's still doing that show, if he's dead. But on Junk Food Dinner, he would talk about Julian Sands all the time. I'm not a huge Julian Sands fan. And I tried to be a fan of Julian Sands. And I was rewatching Warlock. Couldn't get into Julian Sands so much as Richard E. Grant, who's also in that movie.
Oh, that's right.
He's another.
I forgot
British,
he was in that.
Yeah. Another British dude, but not the British dude that was the only British dude Parker liked. So that sucks.
No, Jason Statham. Don't forget Jason Statham.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. He did like him in that, but I think it was only as Chelios from Crank in Crank 2. That may have been the only time he liked him, but you could be right. He could have liked him elsewhere, too.
I'll send him a message from beyond. We'll get to the bottom of this.
That sounds good.
But I actually do love Julian Sands. I will say, did you watch just the first Warlock? Because I think the second one is honestly the better one.
I only watched the first one where he eats the kid and everything.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd say give the second one a go because the second one is considerably more insane.
Go to. It's a little bit more comical, so I think you might enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's definitely more wild.
Like Sam Raimi comical, or what kind of comical?
It's closer to that level.
It's like Children of the Corn 2 comical.
I have a lot of sequels to watch. Both of these I'm unfamiliar with, but they're both, you know, I like funny horror. That's good. Let's see. What else was he not into? British people in general. I tried to hate British people. That didn't work out either.
I think I might have accidentally killed Parker, actually.
How's that?
Because I told him I had an awful confession for him. And that confession was the set of Everything I Own made by Monty Python, which isn't small. Yeah. That's stuff that goes way back to my childhood. But I figured, like, you know what? I can't just hide this forever. We all have those things we like that nobody else seems to care about. So
I like the meaning of life, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that's,
meaning of life is still really my favorite one, because that's easily like their most sardonic, you know, just reprehensible work. It's so dark and mean-spirited in parts, and that's why I love that one.
Mm.
The only thing I remember about that one is the guy who was like comically obese.
Yeah,
and
blows the fuck up.
Yeah, he blows the fuck up.
Yeah, that seems to be... I think that's the way a lot of Monty Python stuff works, though, is that, like, the big gags kind of overshadow the smaller, wittier stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I do have a lot of fond memories of watching Holy Grail, and I don't know if that's really helping my transition becoming like Parker, because I don't even know if you've seen Holy Grail, just by virtue that it's got Monty Python in the title. Even though it's like a cult classic,
the only scene you really need to watch in that movie is the bunny scene.
Yeah.
That bunny was pretty terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the Black Knight scene also has a lot of blood in it, and I think that'd probably be pretty good, but yeah, the bunny scene is pretty great. So, again, here we are on Pool Party talking about Monty Python. I'm sure Parker's rolling in his grave. this is terrible for
him. Nice sent him there.
Yeah. But I don't know what else really to say about it. I mean, I tried listening to, like, some pop punk. That didn't really go over. He liked Ramones. And he liked Sloppy Seconds and quite a few other ones. The Oblivions, Groovy Ghoulies. These were all bands that I was into, but I tried to get really into it, and it didn't work out either. I just listened to ska instead, so that was kind of a turn away. I don't know. Like,
you guys are you growing your hair out?
No, I don't have that much, like... My hairline is going pretty far back now, and I'm not confident enough to grow it out like he had it out.
Well, you could always get a bald cap and just put a wig over, you know?
That's a good idea.
Plus, you have that beard
Hulk
going
Hogan's
on.
Hulk Hogan's been doing that for years.
Really?
Yeah, and he looks terrific, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Hulk Hogan is kind of, you know, working it and looking hot as hell, so that's great. Did you guys see his webpage building commercial?
Oh God, no! That sounds glorious.
It's bizarre. I think it's made overseas somewhere. There's a just kind of an obese average Joe wearing glasses, who has like the hairline of Hulk Hogan, and he's just disappointedly working on something at his desk, and this guy keeps bugging him. It doesn't make any sense. But then, like, Hulk Hogan, the Hulk Hogan comes riding in on a wrecking ball, a la, like, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God.
And he kicks this other guy, the guy who's annoying the first guy, the Hulk Hogan lookalike, he kicks that guy in the face. And that's the commercial. There's really not much else to it.
Damn, son.
Where'd you find this? And I guess it'd be in Sweden or something. It's super weird. So
I thought the reason he was losing his hair is because he had a murderous son, right? Like his kid killed somebody in a car, and maybe he just like got all super depressed and anxious and lost all his hair. I don't know.
So he preemptively lost his hair 20 years before that.
Yeah.
That's just where my mind went.
Yeah, that family of his went places.
Hogan knows best.
Does he, though? I mean... Yeah, that's...
Obviously so, because he ditched TNA and went back to WWE, so he at least knows where there's a paycheck.
So Hogan knows wrestling.
There will be no wrestling chat on the show that I am co-hosting. I'm telling you this right now.
Jesus, I don't know if this can work out then. Because WrestleMania just happened, and a wrestler just died this week. I'm telling you, this is big news. You guys hear about this? Have you heard this? Have you
seen
this?
I heard about this.
I actually got this from you, Josh. It was Ultimate Warrior. What was his name? His last name was Hellwig.
Yeah, his real name was... Well, it was originally Jim Hellwig, and then he, years later, changed his name legally to Warrior to try to retain all the rights to his character, which did not work.
That's a surprise, but go on.
Well, there's not much else to go on with that other than McMahon basically said, nope, I still own everything that says Ultimate Warrior, and then he did. And then they hated each other for about 15-20 years, and then they made up 2 days before he died.
Well, at least he got that out of the way. So he was fighting for this all his life. He wasn't an antagonist to anybody else in the industry. Like, was he against Hulk Hogan or anything like that?
Oh, well, it's more in real life. Yeah, he kind of pissed off everybody back when he was famous.
Really?
To the point where, like, you can still find it on YouTube. It's been out of production for quite a long time. But they had a DVD out called The Self-Destruction of the Ultimate Warrior, where it's just, you know, 90 minutes or so of everyone that was employed in the company pretty much just destroying him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He was the nuttiest wrestler that I could think of. I mean, there were really great concept wrestlers like Goldust, we discussed on the show before, and really goofy ones, like people who had just day jobs, like Big Boss Man, who was a cop or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Ultimate Warrior was, I mean, he was this hyper concept. It was just a guy who wore kind of streamer tassels around his biceps and had big permed out hair and just like a little bit of face paint. And then his shoots, like his promos, never made any sense.
Yeah, that was a big point of contention on that self-destruction doc, where especially anytime they cut to Mean Gene Okerlund, you could tell that he hated that guy more than anybody else, because he was the one who had to try to hold the microphone still and get him to turn around and look at the camera and make some sense.
There's a WrestleMania the album from like 1991 or 2, and it's produced by Simon Cowell of American Idol fame. And it features like what you would guess would be the entrance music for some of these wrestlers, but they turn out to be kind of remixed versions, like early 90s hip hop remixed versions. So it's really bad record scratches and, you know, fade ins, fade outs. And then just like sometimes even rap. And one of them who does is Macho Man Randy Savage. And
I knew about Macho Man's solo rap album, but I didn't know about this.
This is like the preemptive, like embryonic stage of his rap career, because it sounds fucking weird. It sounds like a fever dream. I'm sure you experienced something like this while you were sick.
I did see the Macho Man.
Oh,
he called to me from beyond.
It's
Warrior was standing by his side, told him to load the spaceship with the rocket fuel, and I almost ascended to heaven with them, but it did not happen. The fever broke, and I came back to reality.
It has almost that same kind of dialogue, though, like that, you know, ooh, we're going to outer space, brother, you know, that it's super fucking strange. Like, there's a part where it's at a bridge or something, it's like, freak out! Freak out, oh yeah, I will always be with you. I'm your friend, the Macho Man Randy Savage. And it just blew my mind. I had this on a cassette tape, and I insisted on playing only that track when I would get like a car full of people to go somewhere. I'm like, what do you guys like to listen to? And as they're telling me what they like, I'd pop in this song. And
that sounds like the kind of shit I would pull.
Yeah, I was and kind of remain a real asshole sometimes. So that was a shining moment for me in my Chrysler LeBaron. Yes. All right. So yeah. Anyway.
Were there like subconscious rap music or this like subconscious lyrics in Macho Man's lyrics telling you to step into a Slim Jim at all, like buying meat sticks? That's the same guy, right?
It's the same guy. Mm-hmm. And yet he did not promote Slim Jim. It was just like this acid
that must
trip.
Have been slightly before that.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
yeah, because I think he didn't start doing the Slim Jim stuff until he switched over to WCW for a while.
Oh, okay, okay.
That was around the time everybody started kind of promoting out.
That's right. Yeah.
That mid-90s phase, they were everywhere again.
Okay.
So it was a weird time for wrestling, and.
It's always a weird time for wrestling.
It really is. Yeah, we're going to have to talk about WrestleMania next episode. So get ready for that, everybody. WrestleMania just happened. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to preemptively invite myself for that one.
And we're going to discuss what the hell happened. Because
what the hell happened?
Yeah, because what the hell happened? I don't know. Anyway, Ultimate Warrior, Mr. Hellwig. I only want to refer to him as Hellwig because that's such a badass last name. Unfortunately, the guy himself was kind of weird. Did you see his talk to the young Republicans at University of Connecticut?
No, but I heard about a lot of that business.
Yeah, yeah. He uses queering as a verb, like a transitive.
Yeah, I believe his phrase was "queering don't make the world work."
Yeah, he's a super weird dude.
Like, to a point, I understand exactly what he means, and that, you know, a world entirely filled with gay people cannot continuously reproduce.
If that's
but I don't think that's going to happen either.
Yeah, I mean, that's some weird business that you can only get away with if you're wearing face paint and some streamers. And even then, it's kind of, hey, this is fucked up, but you're going to be talking about spaceships, so this entire thing's fucked up. So, yeah. Weird dude.
We'll save the talk on this for later, but if you ever want to have your mind blown, look up the comic book that he made in the mid-90s.
Is it like a giant chick tract or something?
No. It's like, oh god, it's like imagine like the Chronicles of Riddick on crack with Ultimate Warrior.
I thought I saw a link that like he was actually a really good artist or something.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. I have no idea about that.
I remember,
look that up.
I remember Jerry the King Lawler was a really good artist, and he did like commentary and stuff. That was the guy who actually fought Andy Kaufman to bring this full circle.
That's nice. Right.
Yeah, yeah, he's actually an excellent artist. He had his own restaurant, and he did all the artwork for it, did graphic design and all this shit. It's really bizarre, because you see him, and you're like, that's the guy who fought Andy Kaufman, and who freaks out when Undertaker throws Mankind off of a Hell in the Cell. And there he is at a drawing table, sketching ideas for a menu for his restaurant. That's kind of goofy, but he was really good. And maybe Ultimate Warrior was too. But yeah, other than long hair and a long beard, are there any other suggestions? Like, I'm not sure how to accomplish this transition into Parkerdom.
Buy a small dog.
Excellent. Okay, I can do that. Like a he had a Chihuahua, Kepi, who I'm pretty sure is also close to death. I had bet on his dog dying. Well, yeah, dying last year, actually. It's kind
yeah,
of,
he beat the odds on that one.
It's kind of ironic how that worked out. The death pool, I should have just, yeah, I should have.
You should have just switched it over to his owner.
Right, right. So, small dog. I can do that, actually.
Small dog.
How's his wife doing?
You know, I'm not sure.
She might be in need of some consolation, maybe a replacement.
No telling. I should probably see how she's doing.
If you just tell her that you're Parker, maybe that's all you need to do. And she'll feel better. You'll feel better. You will assimilate with the soul of Parker.
If Parker wasn't rolling at his grave before, he is right now.
I think this is what he'd want.
There's probably slim to none chance, because I remember visiting Parker. And the guys from Illogical Contraption out in Los Angeles around Halloween of last year, around 2013, Parker and I met up with later Sean Byron from Junk Food Dinner to see this horror movie marathon at the Arrow Theater. It was fucking awesome, by the way. However, I was running on like no sleep. And when I say no sleep, it's like 36 hours of just no sleeping. I was worried that I was going to miss the plane out there. So I woke up like 5 hours earlier and I only had like maybe an hour or so of sleep. And was up for probably, as Sean and I calculated it, like early into Sunday morning, around like 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. I was probably up for about 30 hours or close to 30 hours. As it turns out, that's when you start freaking out and hallucinating. So I was worried that everybody else was going to forget that I had a flight tomorrow or the next day. And yeah, Parker's wife was the one driving. So I don't know if she appreciated my freaking out in the back seat of like, are we going to get there on time? But am I going to get to sleep though? Hey, wait, come on. You got to help me out here. So I don't know if that's going to work.
How do you do this no sleeping thing? I need at least, I'm like Bill Hicks. I need, you know, what does he say? I need like, 10 at night and 20 in the day, you know, some shit like that. I need a ton of sleep.
Yeah. I am usually pretty good at that. But there are definitely stretches of time where I'm only getting like 2 or 3 hours of sleep. I don't recommend it. I actually recommend Bill Hicks's method of sleeping, what is it, like 12 hours a day and then another 8 hours at night or something?
Yeah,
like
that's what he says, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wish there was a way to completely circumvent the sleeping process altogether, because it just seems like, oh, shit. just seems like such a waste to me. Like, even, you know, playing video games or, you know, watching TV is still more productive than laying in a comatose state.
Yeah, I think, like, as a kid, that was my main thing. Like, this started from a young age. I always thought I was going to miss something. Like, even really bad syndicated television. I was like, oh, I don't want to miss, I don't know, Charles in Charge or whatever. Or really good syndicated television, like Star Trek Next Generation. But again, that doesn't really fit the format of this fucking show. So, yeah. That's where it started. I think it's just planning your TV schedule instead of playing on sleeping. So that'd be my advice on how to not sleep.
We have DVRs now.
I know. It kind of ruins everything. You have to do without, I guess. So, yeah. Anyway, I've got a few better ideas about how to be more like Parker. I've got these lightning rounds, too, that I thought we could get into, since we don't have any emails or iTunes reviews this week.
It has been a while since the rounds have been lightninged.
Yeah, and I thought it'd be a good time to catch up. So, here we go with the lightning round.
And now, it's time
for the lightning round.
First up on the lightning round, burglar clogs toilet, eats Doritos, leaves with camera. And this took place in Orlando, Florida. Most burglars search for cash or jewelry, and instead this dude defecated and clogged a toilet, drank soda, and stole chips and a camera. And that was his MO. I've never robbed anything in my life. Have either of you gents? This is your time to confess to the world if you want to get something off your chest.
No comment.
Oh yeah, no comment.
But if you did, would you just feel free to
wait? Okay, I'm free. I'm gonna admit this right now. I stole an Atari Teenage Riot CD from Best Buy, maybe in like 2001. So.
Oh yeah, that's fine because Best Buy don't exist anymore. So that's fine.
Well, that's good.
they're like Family Video. They're on their way out. But if you were to. If you were to break and enter like this, would you just feel at home to drink somebody's, like, 2-liter Coke?
Now, if I were going to do something like that, I'd try to get in and out as quickly as possible, much like with sex.
See, I know what you mean there. But also, I'm also inclined to think that it might be, you know, if, like, no one's around, I would probably relax. Like, they're not going to come home anytime soon. If you're staking out a place and you know they're not going to be around, you might just want to chill out, you know? Like, drop a deuce or something.
I wish I could have that mindset. I'm naturally too tense as it is in normal situations, so I'd always assume that somebody's coming back home.
You wouldn't be able to squeeze it out in time.
Mm-mm.
I think as long as, and granted he's breaking into somebody's business and kind of hurting them, you're not physically hurting anybody. So if you just want to bust into a shop and eat some Doritos, whatever, man, you know, good for you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if that's the only thing that you want, then you're at least satiating something immediate. Like you're hungry.
Maybe leave like $100 bill like on the counter, you know, for the window damage or whatever. But
yeah, and for the chips, be like, I think that covers both. Just leave a little note or something.
Yeah,
that's not bad. I mean, is it? I don't think it's terrible. Well, it's not the worst in the world.
For Orlando, Florida, I think that's pretty tame, actually.
Yeah, that's nothing for Florida.
Yeah, nobody's. Yeah, Doritos were eaten, not someone's face. So. This is it's a huge step up.
It's a win.
It is a win. And the clogging of the toilet, I mean, I don't know. I can't say I've done this myself, but I have some friends who are very proud of their toilet clogging abilities. And they make for really good stories. They're funny. It's just like, it's nothing I've aspired to.
And if you think about it, he's actually creating jobs because the plumber has to come in and unplug the toilet, right? So he's getting paid.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, but he's also still not paying for that himself. So the owner's probably still none too happy about it.
Still, like $100 would cover just an unclogging. I think that covers like a what is it called? Like a sewer snake or something? What is
it? Yeah, a snake. Yeah.
It would do the job. So, yeah, Florida, looking up as far as a place to go. So yeah.
Don't let eight seasons of Dexter and Scarface and all that other stuff fool you. Florida is the best place on earth.
Or regular news stories.
Yes, anything. Don't let anything in the popular media of any kind dissuade you. Florida is passable at best.
But it still looks like a penis. So.
Yeah, don't go there.
So it's got that going for it.
Next up in the lightning round, Ohio man who harassed a disabled kids must carry a bully exclamation point sign. And this is a dude in Ohio.
How old is this man?
Let's see. He is... trying to find his age right now.
I'm sorry, I've just derailed everything.
No, he's 62 years old.
Oh my god! All right. Yes! I was telling myself, the higher into the decades this gets, the funnier it's going to be.
So this is an older man in his twilight years. He's, as in, like, he's reading the series Twilight. I don't know why I used
Twilight. Well, you know, his eyes are probably going on him, and, you know, they're real easy to get through.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah, it's dazzling. The sparkling vampires are easy to watch.
Yeah, he's already finished all the Nicholas Sparks novels that he can find, so he has to move on to the next pile of regular boring tripe.
Yeah, and part of that was the placard he'll be wearing, too. That'll be easy to read as well. It's going to read, "I am a bully," and he's... and he has to wear the sign on a busy street.
Says who? Who is thinking of
wait,
this?
Is this
a
the
court,
doing of
a court is judge?
Is this court judge Simon Gruber from Die Hard with a Vengeance?
No, I kind of wish it was though. This might be a bigger story than what we're reading here. I think there's a terrorist plot behind this.
This is how they get the gold.
Yeah, yeah. But this elderly gentleman was taken to court for his harassment, and a municipal court judge sentenced him to spend a Sunday wearing a sign that reads, "I am a bully," on a heavily trafficked intersection. And it must be, quote, large enough for a normal person to see. I'm not sure what that means, because the guy was harassing disabled people, which seems kind of, I don't know, it seems kind of ironic, I guess.
Why not have...
Oh my gosh.
Why not, like, bust out his knees and just have him in a wheelchair for, like, a week or two? Or, God bless this man, because, okay, God bless this judge, because they're not actually, like, plugging up the jail system with this piece of shit. You know, just put him on the street for a day. We don't need to pay for his meals. We don't need to pay for anything. Just have him do this stupid little shit and then move on. So, I don't know. It's funny. He's 62.
Yeah, what would a 62-year-old benefit from, like, prison time or anything?
Well...
Right? I see where you're coming from this.
So, you know, the taxpayers don't need to pay for his lunch, dinner, and everything else, his jail time, whatever. Just have him do this simple thing and move on, whatever. He's going to continue bowling people, but I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. But, I mean, this might... Yeah, I like the fact that they're bringing back stockades, apparently. So, like, if they ever run out of, like, placard ideas, or if, you know, there's too many people on one street corner, they can just have these guys go to, like, the Renaissance Fair and just sit in actual stockades and be like, all right, here you are for the day. People can throw tomatoes at you. And
that is nice and medieval.
Yeah. Right? It's pretty great. I mean, you know, until we get to, like, burning witches again. And that's something else I need to get obsessed with. Like, people... societies and cultures who still believe in wizards and witches. That's the thing that Parker and I used to talk about, too.
That's true.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Those were the day.
That was a day, yeah. So, and by the way...
Oh, sorry, you go first.
This happened in Cleveland.
Wait, somebody owes somebody a Coke.
That was
James right there.
He's right, yeah.
Oh, guess I'm not talking for the rest of this audio podcast.
It's a jinx. Yep.
All right. See you later, guys.
I've got
I was actually, before you get to the next one, I was going to say that I actually have a very interesting bit of news from Dayton, Ohio, over the last 24 hours or so.
Oh, go for it.
I'm just actually, I'm gonna drop it in the Skype chat real quick, and I'm just gonna let you read it because it's probably gonna be so much better on somebody who doesn't know what they're about to read.
Yeah, sure. I will check out this story. This looks good so far. Let's see.
There was a resolution within 24 hours. It makes me happy.
This is definitely Dayton, Ohio. And it looks super sad because there's a tiny boxer or something. Like this little tiny dog in the picture. Dayton police say a stolen Boston Terrier. Oh, it's Boston Terrier dog. Is back home with its rightful owner. Police say someone stole the dog from the backyard of a Thorpe Drive home late Tuesday night. His name is Ozzy Posborn, Prince of Barkness.
Oh, fuck. I saw this earlier today.
That's pretty awesome. But you can call him Oz for short.
Although, so let's try and find this dog.
Well, he's returned. He's already back.
Oh, is he? Okay.
No. Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, he's back home with its rightful owner. That's what it says. Although Oz was returned, police are still looking for the suspect. She's described as a heavy-set white woman in her 30s. She's believed to be a smoker.
Parker!
Yeah, this is a misidentified person. I think he might not be dead. The dog's owner said she received a text claiming the person saw the suspect wearing a light blue coat and dark rimmed sunglasses carrying the dog in Wilmington Avenue near Patterson Road. I know these fucking streets. I know that intersection. Oh, this is so sad. God, Dayton, why can't you just be good for once? Yeah.
Well, they did have the dog's name, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, Ozzy Posborn. That's the fucking best name I've heard in years. this might be the dog that I would need to steal back then for a small dog. Because, yeah.
There we go.
Boston Terriers. Reminds me of that Kids in the Hall song about terriers, so that's good. It's got a great-ass name. I'm behind that. Yeah, all the pieces seem to fit. Plus, it's from Dayton, and that would kind of honor Parker in a way. So that's good.
Yeah. I don't know. I think anybody that has a dog name over two syllables is kind of a fucking asshole, if you ask me.
Yeah,
Kept,
yeah.
It's fine. Raleigh, Otis, you know, these two-syllable names. But what was this one's name?
Ozzy Posborn, Prince of Barkness. That'll be little... That's his Christian name. But I'll name him Ozzy for short, and that's just two syllables.
So it's his right. God-given name. Oh, no.
I'm sorry. That's the fucking end.
Oh, my.
All right, well, gents, that's the show. And tune in next episode on Monday, and that's...
Monday! Come on down to the Monster Truck Rally at Pool Party Radio!
Oh. Sorry, the fever came back.
The fever is back. But yeah, it's Monday, April 14th. Monday's going forward. We've got the fever! Oh. Oh, yeah, we got the fever for Mondays now. Garfield doesn't have fucking shit on us. It's Mondays from here on out. So yeah, check us out then instead of Fridays. That's when you can look for new episodes.
Just like the Bengals would have wanted.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Another panic day.
Indeed. So, what else do we got? You can reach us at Gmail, poolpartyradio@gmail.com. iTunes, download us there. Rate us there. We'll read your reviews if you give us a review. 5-star ratings, please. Find us on Stitcher. You can also find us on facebook.com/poolpartyradio. And you can like us there. Give us comments, all that you want. You can look at pictures, too. Isn't that great? That's pretty fucking great. And twitter.com, you can... I don't know why I said .com after that, so everyone knows what Twitter was. You can find me at SaulFan667. Parker's dead, but you can find him at Final Parker. And
yeah, he's still got a wealth of things to read.
Read his feed, you know. It's
he was
there.
A plentiful tweeter, if he nothing was. Else. That's how he'd want to be remembered.
That's on his tombstone, I'm pretty sure. Seth, tell us a little about you. Where can folks find you, and how can they listen to you?
Just go to sleazoidcity.com, and, you know, if you like movies and shit, that's where you go. That's all I got to say. Also, we have a hot blonde on the podcast, so that might help you want to listen.
You know, Roxy and I had a minor thing back in the day.
I hear about that.
You heard about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't so much a thing. It was just like, I was like a...
Boy toy.
I think that's the word
for it. Like Shawn Michaels. We'll bring us back to wrestling.
Nothing sexual, just seemingly sexual. That's what it was. It was more of me thinking things were sexual, and it really wasn't. I was just basically taking out the trash and washing her dishes and being like, is this cool? And she's like, yeah, that's great. And she would just go back to watching TV.
God, so yeah. If you like hot blondes, sleazoidcity.com.
Yep. It's a great show. Everybody check it out.
Thanks, buddy.
And Josh, where can people find you? And
how can they listen to you? Well, this is my first public outing since, the last time I was on here?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, you can... for safekeeping, load Mentertainment Weekly in your podcast feeds. Don't rate it or review it or anything right now because it's going to be wrong once the show actually starts happening. But load it up. Someday it'll come back to fruition. Until then, I do tweet a lot. You can find me on Twitter at BrakyWacky. That's BrakyWaki. And usually it's pretty nonsensical in all the best ways, at least as far as my... diseased brain is concerned. But that's about it for right now. Not a whole lot else going on in my world.
Well, sweet. Yeah, I mean, everybody should check out those podcasts then. You know where they are now. Go check them out. So this is Jason Frisman for...
Jason Frizzazzle Basil Zazzle.
That's also true. I need to...
R.I.P.D. Parker.
And Jason Razor Man Frizzman.
Monday night, coming to the Big Thunderdome.
Ooh,
Jason Frizzazzle, Dazzle, Dazzle.
Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto. Yeah, all those.
Step into a slam jam.
For Josh, and for Seth, and for Parker, R.I.P.D., and for Ultimate War, I guess, even though your talks are pretty weird, saying thanks for having fun.
I saw it on TV. I guess it'll be one empty seat when I wrestle at Wembley. I used to tear my shirt, but now you tore my heart. I knew you were a Hulkamaniac right from the very start.
Right from the start, you were my friend. I'll see you.
Side to cheer me on tonight. The spotlight now grows dim, and now it's not on me. The prayers we said together are still our guarantee.
Again, the world just snores.
Another.
friend.
Well, maybe I'll put Souffle Chat on my show because I was recording that bit.